Now, Waikato pastures look green and healthy, but they aren't growing, and it's causing heartaches for farmers. The region has had less than half its normal rainfall so far this year and has endured 4 years of very dry summers. Reporter Andrew McRae paid a visit to Peter Leheron's Te Puninga farm in eastern Waikato.
Well, Peter, looking at the farm, it looks green from where I'm standing, but there's more to the story.
Absolutely more to the story. It's green because we've had three mills in the last couple of weeks, but it just goes nowhere.
So, green look on top, what's underneath? Let's have a look.
Look at that, just dust. Nothing from the surface down, just a little bit of rain, that drizzle that we had last night, and that's just pure dusty dirt.
So far this year, his farm's received just 49 millimetres of rain, a far cry from the 130 mils needed to kickstart any decent grass growth. And without it, the cows need extra feed to supplement the meagre grass available.
We've got 200 tonne of maize silage on the farm, which is, we've probably used 80 tonne of it already. And we bring in some brewer's grain, but other than that, it's fresh air that the cows are going into, and a little bit of hay that we're mixing with the food just to give them a bit of protein. The cows are definitely lacking protein.
Peter Leheron admits it's hitting the farm's financial bottom line.
We're down 9.3% production-wise, and that's, I mean, if you multiply that by Tatua's predicted payout of $10, that's about 10,000 kilograms of milk solid, so $100,000-plus down in income.
John Dawson is a long-time farm consultant in the region. He says farmers buying or selling their property are going to face a problem come the normal handover date of June the 1st.
Part of the sale is purchase agreements at a farm sale and or in the share milking contracts specify a minimum average pasture cover on the farm on the 1st of June. So a lot of people aren't going to make those targets.
Agricultural economist Phil Janot says an average drop in milk production of 4 to 5% is going to hit farmers.
You're really looking at farms having to adapt. I mean, a number of farms have switched to autumn calving to try and get away from that dry summer. Unfortunately, they're struggling a bit at the moment because the autumn's been so dry. I mean, the other thing is looking at carrying more supplements through to you know, cover these feed deficits, that sort of thing. Looking at pastures that are more heat tolerant.
He says the likelihood of a good payout for dairy farmers this year is some compensation, but it won't be enough.
The issue you've got is farm expenses this year have rocketed upwards. I mean, on-farm cost inflation is sitting at 10-12%. So just think of the uproar if the CPI was sitting at 12%.
Farmers are hanging out for a wet and mild June with at least 100 to 150 millimetres of rain. Meanwhile, the drought in Waikato and South Auckland has been classified as a medium-scale adverse event, which enables a government support package for farmers and growers.